Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Nerds with Friends. My name is Cody Leach, and I'm joined by Christian Garcia.
What up?
And then it's kind of a mini cross-podination with Crystal and Ashley from 340 Podcast. How are you guys?
What's up?
Welcome back, guys. It's been way too long.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It has been a while. I didn't look up the last episode, but it was...
Well, I think the last one, we still only had three members.
Yeah.
And we've had four members now for, what, 2 years?
Oh, Jesus.
Maybe more.
Yeah. Because you know our name makes no sense anymore.
Yeah.
just make it to draw you in and confuse you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, by the time we added the member, we just couldn't rebrand or anything. So.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's okay. You know, you can always say like someone's like, you know, temp, and then they're just a temp forever.
Yeah. So they're temp forever. Yeah.
They're the Ryan of the podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
It's obviously you, Ashley.
I'll be Ryan.
I'll be Ryan. Ryan is an interesting character on The Office. I love it. And thank you for bringing this horchata flavored rooibos tea.
Rooibos.
Yes. It doesn't taste like horchata, but it is good.
It is. This is actually from Boise, Idaho.
They don't have a lot of horchata out there, so it makes sense.
This is their horchata.
Yeah. What's horchata? I don't know. Throw a cinnamon stick in it.
Obviously.
But it is delicious, and thank you for bringing it. And we're going to talk today a little bit about Captain Marvel and gender in the comic book world or in the nerd world. We'll open it up to that too, because you know, there's pioneers out there that I think are doing a great job.
We're going to have Cody just mansplain everything.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you guys ever get sidetracked and you need me to explain it.
We're just going to have the white male, a.k.a. Bumblebee Obviously. Tuna, a.k.a. the devil, mansplain everything.
Yeah, exactly. That's me.
That's what I thought this was going to be about, right?
Yeah.
We know nothing, so we'd like to just explain exactly. It all to us, please.
I think the white male perspective is often lost in the media, and I think, you know, I'll be the voice. I'll take up that burden.
Thank you, Cody, for taking up the mantle. Appreciate it.
It's a heavy cross to bear.
That's exactly what we needed.
Yeah. But let's start it off with Nerdy Confessions the way we always do. I think we missed last time just because we got sidetracked talking to Mr. Jeff Cantor.
Oh, yeah. No, we definitely did.
He was a funny guy.
I definitely want to have him on again. He was so much fun.
Yeah, and then, he was a delightful man, and I liked hearing about the inner goings-on of Daredevil and all that stuff. That was super cool. But Nerdy Confessions. I'll start because I have a good one that just happened this week.
Go on, white male.
You're no longer Cody for this podcast.
Yeah, I know.
You are a white male.
Bumblebee tuna.
Yeah, exactly. So I just I joined a book club recently, you know, where I read anyway, but I don't know, I felt the need to organize it. And so the book this month was Dune by Frank Herbert.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Which is like, you know, it's everyone says it's like this pioneering sci-fi novel. A lot of people say it's the best-selling novel, sci-fi novel ever, which I don't know if that's true or not, but, you know, it's a good tagline on a book. For people who don't know, Dune, there's also a movie directed by David Lynch, which had the mayor from Portlandia as the main character. And Sting from The Police was in it, too. So it tells you what kind of movie that was.
Obviously epic.
Yeah, it's about this, you know, like royal family, basically, that is in charge of this desert planet called Dune or Arrakis. It has multiple names for everything in this book. And they have giant sandworms that produce this stuff called spice, which apparently spice like helps your like open your mind and lets you do crazy. Like you can get like precognition where you can see brief glimpses of the future. Mm. If you do enough of it, there's these people called navigators who actually they're the ones who allow for faster than light travel for ships and stuff. So they're literally like thinking ships to other places. I don't know. It's crazy. So it's really like a weird cerebral kind of book, but there's giant sandworms and desert people and stuff. And it's, you know, I was excited to read it because it has all these accolades, but when I got done with it, I'm like, dude, that book sucked.
It was
not what I expected. Like,
so all I heard was someone eats a shit ton of paprika and then they can fucking...
Like, it's acid.
Yeah,
they're
no.
just not really doing anything. They're just tripping on acid the
it's
whole time.
It definitely has to be like a metaphor for acid. And then like also the people who live in the desert, they're called the Fremen, and they are basically supposed to be like, you know, different Arab peoples, Persian peoples. Mm. And because they eventually literally have a jihad against like the imperial family of the universe, and they call it a jihad, and I'm like, wow, isn't there some cool like space sci-fi name
right.
for it? But nope, it's called a jihad. And then Arrakis, I think, is an Arabic word as well, and it's just like, I'm like, it's so heavy-handed with some of its metaphors and things like that, that I was just like, man, the 60s were a weird time because people thought this was like really, really groundbreaking, and I was just not impressed with it. And there's so much better sci-fi out there. So I'm going to chalk it up to maybe it was not, you know, what was written, but when it was written, that kind of like, you know, did. But that's my nerdy confession. I did not like Dune, apparently the best sci-fi novel of all time.
So. How often that happens, though, it's like less of like what was being written or the timeline that it was being written for.
Well, yeah, you know, I think that has a big you know, part of it, where even with music, you think about music, right? Mm-hmm. You have the Beatles, right? If someone came out with a Beatles song now without having the Beatles be a thing, it would just be like, oh, it's cool, it's another Radiohead song or something like that, you know? And it's not that big a deal. But when they were coming out, if you listen to other music that was happening in like 64, 65, it's all like really tame, like, you know, you play it at the sock hop and shit like that, you know? And it's just, they were doing something so different for the time. Same thing with Jimi Hendrix. Mm-hmm. There's obviously guitar players who have taken his work and built on it and created crazier, more intricate things. But when he was doing it in 1967, that's when, you know, it changed music forever. So I think that has a big, you know, a lot to do with it. I just wish it was a better book because it was long and there was a lot of weird names to remember, and I did not like it.
So Space Lord of the Rings.
Kind of. I think it would be more like, it's more like Space Dances with Wolves.
Okay.
Because he goes, because he, stay with me on this one. He comes from a more civilized, like, you know, civilized quotation marks world, where he's this royal duke's son, and then he eventually, through like an overthrow of government, he gets thrown into the desert, and he gets accepted by these people who are supposedly less civilized. But through those people and their kindness and their ways of respecting this and that, he falls in love with them, finds himself a nice desert lady, and then he fights with them against his own people, basically, later on.
See, that story sounds better than the way you explained it earlier.
That sounds like The Last Samurai.
Which is also, like, that's Japanese Dance with the Wolves.
Avatar.
Which is also Avatar. A Man Called Horse is another.
Which is also Pocahontas.
yeah, it's like Pocahontas, too. I could see that. And
so the worms were the buffaloes.
Yeah, the worms were either the buffalo or the actual wolf, where he's, like, you know, playing around with this, like, wolf, you know, one time. But, yeah. Yeah, that was Space Dances with Wolves.
Space Dances with
Fern
Wolves.
Fern Gully,
yeah. That's another one, yeah. So, you know, obviously not a new idea. So, you know, that's one thing that I think would be kind of interesting to look at is, like, when was the first instance of that story being told, right? I'm sure Pocahontas is probably, like, there was probably, like, some original story of that.
Well,
like,
so Pocahontas was real.
Yeah.
But the story of it isn't actually accurate.
Like the romanticized story,
yeah,
right?
Romanticized, yeah. But I imagine everything was based off of reality. If you think about, like, white people going and conquering everything, then.
Right.
That's assuming the dude from Dune was white, was he?
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, he was the mayor from Portlandia.
I just have to point out.
In the movie, anyway.
I mean, it's a metaphor for what's happening.
Like, no, yeah. The way I read an article about that, where, like, all these movies, you know, the same kind of plot, but it's always like a white man who's inserted into, you know, whatever foreign country or whatever, and he ends up being better at
Tarzan,
swords, samurai.
So that's the main criticism of Dune, is that he, first of all, not only is he better at living in the desert and being
than
the people who live there, but in Dune there's also this like group of women called the Bene Gesserit, who are they're kind of like Jedi, where they have, like, these mental powers where they can, like, they can talk in a weird voice and make it so that people, like, do their will, like, you know, these aren't the droids you're looking for, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so, and George Lucas actually pulled a lot from Dune, and, like, their, you know, the,
I was thinking of Tatooine when you were describing
it. Yeah, so like, yeah, Tatooine. I'm like, in fact, at one point in Star Wars, C-3PO says, they'll send us to the spice mines for sure. And that's a direct reference to it.
Cool.
Which is kind of cool. But anyway, so, but the main character named Paul, he has one of these Bene Gesserits is his mom. And he is born with the powers that they have and is instantly better than them at it. So not only is he better at living in the desert and being a desert person than the desert people, but he's also better at being a, you know, a Bene Gesserit woman than the Bene Gesserit women.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
So, yeah, you know, like you think about it now, it's like, dude, this it's super outdated. Also, like the main bad guy is like so one dimensional and he's like he's obviously like they play him up. And part of the like the weird grossness of him is that he's a homosexual, and it's like you're like, dude, it's like who cares? Like you know, I'm reading it yet. Yeah, totally, I'm reading it, and it's like, yeah, he has the finest body. I'm like, that's a weird thing to put in there. And then I'm just reading it, and I'm like, oh, that was supposed to make him like creepy and weird. You know, he's like looking at in the movie, it would be Sting. Which, I mean, he's a handsome man. There's no getting around it. So yeah, he's like drooling over Sting's body. And I was like, that's so cool, man. It's a weird time to bring that up. But all right, you know, we got space people to conquer. But yeah, Dune. Don't check it out. I mean, watch the movie.
When you're really stoned, though.
Yeah, exactly. I'd say watch the movie. The movie is a good enough representation of what happens in that book, though there is like one weird thing that David Lynch came up with, which is like a sound gun that has nothing to do with anything in the book.
I'm
like,
David Lynch, it's what he does.
Yeah, it's just weird. But yeah, interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Wouldn't recommend it. Christian, what about you? What's your nerdy confession?
I'll keep it a little short.
There's a lot to talk about. Dune is 800 pages long, so I had to go into it.
Started watching Afterlife with Ricky Gervais. And it's good. It's like he does a great job of making something that's really sad but also funny. But for me, what's
the premise of the show?
His wife has passed away.
Okay.
And he turns into a fucking douche. And
Gervais, let's be honest. He's always been a douche.
Right. But for me, like what's kind of like cringy is like how much they use the word, and I see it feels weird for me saying it, how much they use the word cunt. They just drop it like nothing all the time.
British people love it.
And it's just like, they just say it like nothing, and
yeah,
it's just weird. I was like, wait, it's just a word, but it's like, but you can't really say it. But it's like, it's just weird how in England it's just dropped like nothing.
Right.
Like
yeah.
It's
oh,
just
yeah.
like,
yeah, I don't know. It's funny how, like, I wonder who was the first person over here who got so offended by that everyone else was like, dude, don't say the C word because
see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. So yeah, see you next Tuesday. She is such a see you next Tuesday. But, yeah, I wonder who that was who first, like, blew up and you're like, dude, don't ever say that. And then it just kind of grew from there, like, now no one over here says cunt at all.
No, and it was just weird. Like, they just say it to each other. Like, no one gets that mad. It's just like, yeah. That's so, I don't know.
When they say it, it's so funny, bitch. Though.
Yeah. Like, Ashley and I will sit here and just call each other a bitch or, like, something like that. But, like,
I guess it's a good way.
It doesn't make slut. To us, it doesn't make us, or, yeah. Like, but we know we're kidding. So I guess that's how they throw it around to each other.
Yeah.
It's like our version of bitch.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That was when I was like, ooh. But, watch it. It's not Dune. So.
It's not Dune. Definitely not. It sounds much different.
No, it's really good. I haven't finished
it. Wait, were there sandworms in it?
No, not yet. I don't know. I haven't finished
it.
I'm on the third episode.
You'll see. Ashley, how about you?
So similarly, something that you should watch instead of Dune or read. So I've never really been a fan of the Jonas Brothers.
Whoa, have you heard the latest track though?
That's my nerdy confession.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
Check my Instagram story from on our way over here.
I got it ready. I'm ready to play. Like it's so good. Like and the music video is what hooked me.
Yeah, I haven't seen
the music video is better. Well, obviously because like. Well, they have their wives and their fiancés in it, and I think
that's
why.
Nice.
So, like, Sophie Turner's in it, and Priyanka Chopra's in it.
Whoa, Sophie Turner's married to one of them?
She's engaged to Joe Jonas.
So,
wow.
Is
middle
Nick Jonas
brother.
Shirtless at any point?
He's in a bathtub at one point.
How about
okay,
Sophie Turner?
I'll watch it.
They're all in bathtubs at one point. They're all in, like,
intrigued
crazy dresses, and they're... It's just... excellent filmmaking.
I'm down. You know, it's one the Jonas Brothers were one of those things where, like, on paper, I disliked them. I'm like, I don't know
just
about
three
this.
Brothers.
Three brothers,
whatever.
Like, super wholesome and like. Okay.
What's the Jonas? It sounds like you guys are talking about Hanson. I don't
know.
It's
basically
they're
Hanson.
Like they're like
they're like a brunette Hanson.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're one of the Disney, like.
They started with Disney.
Yeah, Disney, like, groups that came out. They were always just a little
bit
past my time.
We were a little too old to really like
them.
They did, like,
them.
Camp Rock, and they were, like, with Demi Lovato a lot and stuff.
I do love Demi Lovato,
and, like,
though.
I think one of them dated Taylor Swift, so they were younger than us. But this new song, like, brought me back and, like, pulled me in. I'm like, okay, I'm a fan now.
Yeah, they were one of those ones where I was just like, I don't like the Jonas Brothers. And then I listened to a couple songs. I'm like, that one's actually okay.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, there's, like, three or four that I'm like, this is pretty good.
And
you
when
know?
They do their solo stuff, they're good, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nick Jonas,
Nick Jonas
is amazing.
Especially.
Is it Joe Jonas who's in DNCE?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got some
Cake by the Ocean. Have you heard that song?
No.
Probably.
Okay, change my nerdy confession. I don't know who the fuck they are.
I don't know who the Jonas Brothers are.
It's funny because at one point I saw, like, Nick Jonas came out and he had, like, that shirtless shoot where he was, like, almost naked. And I was like, I feel so inappropriate because for me it's like they're just past my time. And
he's,
then I looked
like,
it up and he was, like, 24 at the time. And I was like, oh,
right.
This is okay.
Yeah, he's, like, 26, 27 now.
Yeah.
So,
Fair game.
Fair game.
Yeah, I think they had, like, the promise rings and stuff
they
too.
Did.
I
they
think
did.
South Park made fun of that.
They
That's
did.
Where
right.
that became a, you know,
yeah.
thing.
Well, all of the Disney Channel stars had them at some point.
Right.
Like,
so they
really?
All like,
yeah,
did
well,
it.
Even Britney Spears had it at some point.
Gross.
Like, they, it
Gomez.
Was like a,
she broke her
a
promise.
Requirement. They all did. Not one of them kept it. Let's talk
right,
about that
right.
mostly. So the South Park episode was correct. They were being forced to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Was that like a Disney thing or just like happened to be like they just did it and they happened to be with Disney?
I think it was a Disney. Like, they never come out and say it, but it's, like, all
of
them
it was probably
did that.
Suggested. There was probably, like, some pamphlets, like,
right.
shoved
and
in the trailer doors.
And they specifically had to say it. Like, there was a few times where they just kept mentioning it over and over again. And
that's
like,
really creepy.
Yeah, it got a lot of publicity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crystal, how about you? What's your nerdy confession?
You know, I want to change mine. I had told Ashley what it was before. It was originally that I own Captain Marvel comics, but I haven't read any of them.
Ooh.
Which is, I know, shame.
Shameful.
Shame. But... Actually, I'm going to talk about this trash TV show that I'm obsessed with nonstop. Because you were talking about England. It's called The Only Way is Essex.
Oh, okay.
And
I think I've seen that on something.
Cannot stop watching it. And it is fucking awful, guys.
Is it
terrible.
Is that like
in like what way?
Is that like a Vanderpump Rules?
It's
but
like Jersey
England?
Shore.
It's, well, so Jersey Shore, but like classier. So maybe
like
the Hills.
Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hills. I never watched The Hills, but like that, like meets Jersey Shore, where they're basically like, so it's based in Essex, England, in a certain part of that. And it's like a really rich and predominantly white neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it's these ridiculously like rich kids who are all entitled and like have like crazy outfits all the time and have these extravagant parties and are just basically like not great people.
Yeah. All of those shows.
And they fight all the time and they cheat on each other all the time and then they go crazy and then like it is fucking awful. And I am on season 17 out of 21.
Oh,
17? Oh, no.
I thought British shows usually do like 3 seasons.
It is
and they
still
call it.
Going on.
It's a series 17.
It is still going on, and they're like
it's
22
crazy.
Episodes each, so it's not. They're only like 30-45 minutes,
still.
And like half of the shit is irrelevant. Like when they're talking, I'm just like, you are so stupid.
Yeah.
So you like tune out a lot of it, so like it's easy.
But
to
then
get
someone
through.
Throws some
oh
wine
my
in
God.
Someone's face.
Yes.
It'd be tea for
and
them.
And they like. I always say things like that come from there. I'm always like 100%.
100%.
But it's awful, and I can't stop watching it. So watch it, but really don't watch it.
That was not where I thought that show was going to go. I was thinking it was going to be something like Little Britain or something like that.
No.
But
something funny and
witty.
I mean, it's funny because you can laugh at them.
Yeah.
Like that's all I do is I laugh at them because they're fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, my sister loves those reality TV shows. That's why I know what Vanderpump Rules is. And apparently,
sure, that's
apparently, I just love the drama. That's like someone that owns like this fancy restaurant. I think it's in like Beverly Hills or something. And then she hires like these super hot people to work at the restaurant. And it's basically follows them at the restaurant.
Oh, that
but
means
so
that,
so during all of this like drama and stuff that's happening, they're like waiting on tables and mixing drinks. And I'm like, who would eat at this restaurant?
Yeah.
Like, that person just slapped the other person in the face.
I would
here waiting. I'm here totally waiting go for that dinner.
Dinner and a show?
It's a dinner, yeah. So that's what it is. They go there for the kids.
It's like
so
medieval times, but for, drama. You know, modern day.
Yeah. So here's where it gets really bad. I'm so obsessed with this that when we go to London in July, we're going to go to Essex.
Nice.
Because they all open, like, their own little shops and everything. And so, like, when it starts out, they're all, like, 18, 19. I remember, like, that's the legal drinking age over in London and England, right? So they're all going out and everything. But now, like, a lot of them have reached, like, 27, 28, and they're all opening up their shops.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to go there, and we're going to do a straight, like, run into every place that they've been. And
that'll be fun.
I have to catch up and watch 22 seasons. So when we go there, I'm not, like...
22 seasons.
Who is this? Oh, you don't remember her? She's from season 20.
Yeah. Oh, I forget all the time, though.
Tiffany?
Like,
oh, yeah.
They'll be like, I don't like her, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what happened? Oh, that's right. She slept with her ex-boyfriend. Like, you have to like, you need a timeline. It's like so crazy how everything
I would
goes.
Go and just like slap me. Come on, slap me right now.
Yeah. Slap me in the face.
Throw a drink in my face.
Yeah. Just try to start some shit in the middle of their thing and just film that.
Like, and it's gotten to the point now where... I'm 90% sure the producers, like, it's supposed to be not scripted, but a lot of it is.
Yeah.
And they do things like, they'll intentionally be like, if they know that, like, you guys just broke up, they'll intentionally, like, make you go to the same place to run into each other so then you argue. Or, like, if Cody were to say something about Ashley and, like, it was completely separate, like, the producers show the footage to Ashley so that she can see
it. Cody said this. What do you think about that?
Shit's happened to you.
She got broken up with and Cody didn't like her. Yeah, shit about her.
Yeah. I'm an easy target.
But yeah, so that's me. And then I'm pretty sure the producers have their own Twitter where they just keep tweeting random things, and then you hear them like freaking out. They're like, "This Twitter account says you slept with Megan."
Yeah. To be a producer on that show, you just have to be a professional shitster.
Yeah.
You just have to be like,
yeah.
Well, I don't know. Did you hear what Tony said? I don't know. If he said that about me, I wouldn't take that. What'd he say? Oh, I don't know if I should tell you. Come on, tell me. Like, well.
That actually sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Just a professional shit stir.
That's Christian's new job. He's going to go stir shit with a bunch of British
like,
people.
What qualifications do you have? Well, I have some interesting thing to tell you about Lisa sitting next to you. And you're like, whoa, what the fuck? And just started bickering. That'd be
oh, my
awesome.
God. You guys hear Christian uses the C word all the time?
All the time. Yeah, exactly.
I can't.
She said it, so it's fact. It's fact.
Yeah. Man, I never knew Christian was such an asshole.
He looks up to Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, I know.
His role model.
All right.
I, if I, do I was thinking, it's like, maybe try the C word in the wild, just see what
in
happens. I'm pretty sure this
can I be there the first time you use it and you just get decked?
Yeah, I know.
You cunt tree.
You just see him in the background. Cunt.
Yeah.
What was that, Christian?
Nothing.
Nothing. Shut up. I didn't say anything.
I'll have to do it like I drop my coffee or something. He's like, ah, cunt. Like, see what
everyone
happens.
Looks over. You like, I have Tourette's.
Yeah.
And then walk away.
Just run away.
No, just get a British accent. Apparently it's okay if you're British.
Yeah, that's good.
Right.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah, and gradually pull back the accent.
Yeah.
Until eventually.
Oh my God, like
normal.
Ross and Friends where he slowly loses his accent.
Yeah. Yeah. So good.
Start practicing.
I don't know. I'll think about it.
Hey, you talked to Jeff Cantor about that.
I know, right?
Yeah,
he had a really good one. Really
yeah.
good.
So we're going to talk a little bit about Captain Marvel. So if you have not seen the new Marvel movie, Captain Marvel, go see it right now and then come back and listen to this.
Yeah. Pause.
Pause.
Buy the ticket on Fandango.
You know, let the episode play through because that hits the stats. But, you know, come back to it and listen to it again. But, yeah, so, like, first impressions. What did you guys think of it? You know, liked it, hated it, enjoyed it?
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, loved it, yeah.
I just want to make
sure.
There's
a little bit of pause. Yeah. I'm just kind of curious now.
What? Well, I just liked the cat.
No, we just weren't sure who wanted to go first.
Yeah.
Oh, go.
The cat was awesome.
The flurkin. I just look at my roommate's cat and I'm like, fuck you.
We like Snapchatted each other like photos of our cat and put like an
cats.
Octopus in.
Yeah.
They should make that a Snapchat filter that recognizes cat faces.
Yeah,
you're just giving away genius ideas.
Then they have to
ideas.
Admit that they steal art from people. So.
Yeah, exactly. but I think, you know, I really enjoyed it. I've always really enjoyed like the cosmic characters fighting in space and stuff, you know. Silver Surfer, Captain Marvel, and like, was it Captain Cosmic or whatever? The one where Spider-Man becomes Cosmic Spider-Man.
Oh, I don't. No. Are you talking about Marvel Zombies when they.
Nope.
No?
Nope. It's older than that. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Guardians of the Galaxy, another excellent one. Oh, side note on that one. you guys hear James Gunn's back for Guardians 3.
Yeah. Did.
I think it was your post, one of your posts.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
like,
on my
fuck
Twitter,
you, Mike Cernabitch, or whatever the
it
fuck his name
you
was.
That
yeah.
It then.
Yeah. Can't believe like they would listen to him and to get him off.
Super yeah. excited for that. Mm-hmm. I think Taika Waititi had the best response to it. He's like,
I thought I was directing.
He's like, what the hell? I thought I was directing.
See that, yeah. I think you guys retweeted it.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was pretty funny.
So good.
That's good.
But yeah, you know, I think, first of all, Brie Larson's awesome.
Yeah,
like,
she's great.
She was so good. And I liked how in all the trailers and stuff, she just looked very like her face was just very like serious and very deadpan. But then she has all these like cool little fun lines and stuff
yeah.
in the movie. And you could really see her like humor coming through because mm-hmm. like that's what I know her from.
Right. She's got like really dry humor. I
yeah.
think, and it works. Like I like that as a character.
Exactly. Yeah. yeah. She was awesome. And then it was awesome to see Nick Fury back in a mm-hmm. main role.
Isn't it a little curious like how nice he was? Like, we know him as this bitter, hardened guy, like, doesn't trust anyone, but he was, like, so kind.
You have to imagine he was nice at some point.
Well, he always had kind of a jokey quality to him when he was dealing mm-hmm. with Iron Man and stuff, even though, like, he was talking about serious things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he, like, turned it up to 11. He was
well,
really
you
funny.
You see him with the cat. And
yeah.
That's just
yeah,
the best part
that
of,
was
like,
great.
He just, like, melts into this cat.
Yeah. yeah. And, I won't spoil too much on it, but you do see how he loses his eye
yeah.
in this movie.
That was actually a pretty good running joke.
Yeah.
See, I don't know how I felt about that, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
So the whole thing is, it feels a lot like they're trying to explain everything. And you're like, no, some mystery is fantastic. So I don't
yeah.
want to know how everything came about. I don't want to know, like, every single thing between then. So I'm like, I guess that was cool as long as they don't take it too far of, like, this is how every single thing happens ever and why he becomes what he becomes. I'm like, but I like knowing, like, as
having a little
as
mystery
do.
To it.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of funny because if you go back, and I think it was Winter Soldier, mm-hmm. when Captain America's talking to Nick Fury, he's like, you got to trust me. He's like, last time I trusted someone, I lost an eye. And it's like,
right.
It was the fucking cat. Like,
yeah.
he trusted
yeah.
the cat.
Trusted the cat. He did.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, he was, you know, like lifting the cat like that. No cat likes that.
No, no. It was in its face. Anyone,
yeah.
anyone who's lived
right?
with a cat knows you don't get
I trusted
face.
You. yeah, I agree. I think it is kind of fun to have like a little mystery. And it would have, I think at the end of the thing, you know, movie, it would have been a better like little tease if instead of, you know, Coulson, Phil Coulson's back in it too, which
right,
was awesome.
Yeah,
it was really fun
great.
Seeing him.
Coulson.
Instead of him bringing out the tray of eyes and having him have the eye patch on, he could have just had the eye patch on, and then at the end of it, he just peels it off, and he's like, and it's eyes healing.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, he didn't lose his eye from the thing, and now you're still wondering
right.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
It would have been a funny joke to
that
continue on,
funny.
But, you know.
Wasn't this time.
I felt stupid at one point.
Marvel, my resume is out there, so if you guys want.
It took me a minute to realize that this was before he really became, like, Nick Fury.
Right, right.
Because I was, like, I was waiting for him to, like, bust out with the, oh, yeah, we're in this department. And then I realized, I was like, oh, shit, this is before all of
it's
this. Like, it took me a minute. And he was like, he doesn't
yet.
Know about any of this.
Yeah, it's like, you know, he's building S.H.I.E.L.D. up to what it is now. He, mm-hmm. It was kind of interesting how powerful S.H.I.E.L.D. already was, though, in this
yeah,
movie.
Right.
Where he, like, shows his badge and just gets led into anywhere. But it was fun seeing, like, the older cars and, you know,
yep.
kind of that. Yeah.
Blockbuster.
Yeah, I know.
I felt a little sad.
That's why they
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I liked going to Blockbusters and seeing, like, what am I going to watch?
Yeah.
Right. Funny enough, if that had come out a few years ago, it probably would have saved them.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I bet maybe. You it would have.
Yeah, yeah, it was, like, last year, I think, was the last
yeah.
Blockbuster.
I think
Final
there's still
close.
Online,
still,
technically.
I thought Blockbuster, there's still one
there's
in
one.
Oregon.
Yeah, there's yeah. like just
there's
one.
No,
one
that's when they filmed at.
No, there was one or two in Alaska,
oh.
and those ones closed.
They haven't got the news yet that they're shut
they're
down.
They're still working. And they're going, why haven't I got my
you know, we haven't gotten any new movies in a while.
Yeah.
Are any of you guys being paid to be here? Because my paychecks keep getting lost in the mail.
Yeah.
I try and
right.
call, and the line just is busy.
So John Oliver on the Last Week Tonight show on HBO, he did this whole story on the last Blockbuster and how it was like they were trying to save it and keep it open and stuff. Because even Alaska is finally getting the internet, you know? And
let's start a Patreon for them.
Yeah, and so what he did was he bought, like, it was Russell Crowe's jockstrap from Cinderella Man.
Gross.
And he bought it from, like, an auction and sent it to them to display as, like, a movie memorabilia thing.
Wow.
And he was trying to like save it. It's, it
would
was
have been funny if John Oliver just bought one and wore it.
Yeah.
Until he got all stank and then just sent him that.
Yeah, it was really funny. But anyway, you should watch that that show. It's he does all sorts of funny pranks with HBO's money. Back to Captain Marvel, though. What did you guys think about the Skrulls? Had you heard of the Skrulls before and, you know, kind of who they are?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, of course.
Go ahead and mansplain
yeah.
it.
So listen up, ladies. The Skrulls, in the movie, they're correct in how they kind of describe them. They're shape-shifting aliens that, you know, most of them actually are evil.
They are evil. That's spoiler alert. And I thought that was a cool take because it totally, people who read comics like me, like, totally threw me off because, they are an evil race. They do go to planets. They do slowly take over and just conquer the whole planet.
But, like, I think that's where we have a definition of, like, good and evil. Like, are they doing this because they're being forced to and they want to get their own planet type of thing?
No, they're just bad they just want
but,
comics.
I mean, I think that, like, we don't necessarily have to have two races that are both one is good
one
and
one is good
evil.
And
one,
yeah,
like,
right.
You can have two races that are evil going against each
there's
other.
There's D-bags in every
evil.
Race.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be great if they just killed each other off. Like.
Yeah, exactly.
In the comics, they are trying to take over the entire
Got
universe.
It.
But there
but
is,
the Kree
there
are
is
bad
a,
guys, too. You know?
Yeah, and there is like a pocket of them that are good who don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
So
we'll assume this is the pocket.
Yeah. That's what I'm guessing. But I totally thought that was going to be the new phase. With like, you know, what is it, phase 5 now? Or
whatever, yeah.
I was like, oh, the Skrulls slowly take over and, like, they're conquering everything. And then I was like, oh, maybe that's what the Thanos snap was. Like, he got rid of
all
the
Skrulls
that slowly taking over. And but I was like, oh, no, that's not it. So I'm curious to what the new phase is going to be if it's not going to be the Skrulls.
I wonder if they're going to take it further of, like, because she's gone for years, right? She takes them to find the other ones. And I wonder if that's something that we're going to see in the future, that she discovers they're not great, that this pocket is, but they're trying, like, they're the other ones that they meet up with aren't that great.
Yeah, I think that would be a cool, you know, because of that time jump that we're going to see in her story, basically we at the in the 90s to, you know, the late 2010s or whatever wherever it is in the current Marvel universe, she's gone. So we can see like two or three like Captain Marvel movies of her just in space doing cool shit.
They won't do that because she's a woman, so
what? I actually really want to see. I hope they do. I mean, this one's doing so great that, you know, hopefully.
I mean this one's already doing super well, which is great. And I think it's such an interesting character, and she has so much. Like, they didn't really go into her powers that much.
That was going to be the one thing that I was going to say. Like, there was two things that I felt like it lacked, and one was explaining her power.
Yeah.
Like, for people who read comics, it was like, oh, we get it. You know, they changed it a little bit. But I feel like for, like, an average moviegoer, like, they don't really know what her power is or what it could do.
Yeah. She basically absorbs energy. And then can redirect it through her.
But
see, I
photon blast.
Exactly. Yeah.
See, when I was watching the movie.
I just thought she had it within her.
Yeah, and when I was watching the movie, I was like, she explodes the rockets and then she flies through it. I'm like, okay, so she probably absorbed it, but they don't really explain it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then when she's talking, what was it, to the AI or whatever.
All the lights start dimming.
And it's like, oh, she's probably absorbing the energy from the ship. And then when she's fighting them, she's using it. But. Like,
yeah, one line of dialogue could have fixed
that. Right, but I feel like the average moviegoer is like, oh, they're probably not gonna get that, like, unless you read comics.
That's true. Yeah.
But even the way she got her powers are very different than what it was in the comics. Like, isn't this storyline not at all referenced in the comics? From what I understand, it was, like, she's had a few reboots and everything, but the original one with Lawson, who was a male, because they gender swapped him.
Mar-Vell.
Which I think was fine.
I think I heard that there was some outcry on the internet. I thought that was a cool twist because, like, if it was just some tall blonde dude and you're like, dude, that guy's obviously the original Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been as cool. But having it be what's her name? Not Diane Lane.
Annette Bening.
I thought that was super cool, and it was like, oh shit! And she, you know, if you think about it, she kind of has that same hairstyle too as like the original Captain Marvel, you know, the curly hair on top of it.
Well, I don't mind it either, because if you look at when the original ones came out, like, it was in a male dominated time, and it still is, but, you know, like, we're starting to adjust and realize that it doesn't need to be like, we don't need a superhero who's focused mainly around men,
right?
And I think that was a great way to change it up, was to have it be a woman who was in charge, and so there was no, like, stupid love interest or any of that. Oh, there might have been, actually.
Ooh.
I did catch a little bit of that, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah,
I thought it was the leader of the Kree was gonna be, because I totally was lost. I wasn't
who Jude Law.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention to the names. I'm like, oh, really? They're gonna have the dude be the one teaching her, and he's gonna be the one giving her the powers. I was like, so I was glad when they switched it, and it was.
No, I knew he was evil from the get go.
Did you?
Yeah,
his name is Jude Law. So
what was your first clue?
I just know Jude Law super well, and I could see it in his eyes.
You hang out.
But no, it was just, you know, it's when someone's at the beginning and he's like obviously her mentor and like they're super tight and he's teaching her how to be a better person. I'm like, there's got to be something going on behind this.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah,
isn't
I know.
Isn't that sad to think?
That is.
You know, if you think about the whole thing that he's doing the whole time, I think the term would be like gaslighting is what he's doing to her, because he's basically like telling her memories are not hers.
Don't use your feelings.
Yeah, don't use your feelings. Don't use your powers. Yeah. Like, he's saying he's making her better, but he's not in the end. He's trying to make her weaker because he wants to use her as his tool.
Realistically, he's a, you know, metaphor for, you know, corporate America trying to tell women that they're too emotional, that they they'll never be good enough unless they do it the way men do it. And in the end, she just has to realize that she had the power all along inside of her.
Yeah. She can cry and still get her shit done and handle it.
Exactly.
You know,
she doesn't have to cry.
So let's go off on that thread for a minute too, because one of my favorite all-time favorite lines of the whole thing is, or the whole, my favorite scene is when she's at the bar and dude rolls up on the motorcycle and he asks her to smile. He's like, can I get a smile?
Yeah.
And I died at that moment because we have a group chat with a bunch of girls. One of them shared the trailer. It was the teaser trailer, I think, way long ago before. And we looked at the comments on there, and I cannot tell you how many fucking comments on that thing.
She should smile.
Yeah. Not once did she smile in the trailer. Why doesn't she smile? She would look a lot prettier if she smiled. Like, just a list of all of those. So when they included that in there, I was like, that's right. Bitches.
That's right.
Tell me to smile, steal your fucking motorcycle.
I wonder if that, it'd be funny if that scene came from reading those comments, or if it was an idea from the original. Man. Or if it was done intentionally to bait those comments out.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Well, so it,
I think that'd be fun.
She doesn't smile that much in it,
which is
fine. That's fine. That's okay.
Yeah.
She can be stoic. But
she got that RBF.
I love the fact that it's a, and I agree, it's a, either like as a result of the comments or because they know exactly what to expect out of those comments.
Right.
And
I
think either way, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic little scene to add in there.
Yeah. And I think
I was hoping she'd deck him.
Yeah.
I thought so too.
I like when she stole his motorcycle.
I like that she had a little bit of restraint on that, because if she had decked him, then they'd be like, you see what happens?
Yeah.
Women are crazy. They'll just punch you.
Is she on her period?
That would be so funny if Jude Law said that right at the end. What are you on, your period or something? That would be the best. Oh my god.
Cody's redo.
Disney would never do it. You gotta take chances, Disney. Oh, that would be so good. PG-13 rating right away too.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
gotta love the ratings board.
It was a different guy who did the stupid cockpit line, right? Or cockpit, where he was just like, oh, they call it a cockpit for
you know why they call it a cockpit. Cockpit. Yeah, that was a different guy, because that was a pilot guy, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was like, that was so stupid.
That was like a flashback of her in like
training.
Which is accurate.
Yeah. I like that. I also liked that the cat's name was Goose from Top Gun.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yep. That was kind of funny.
It was nice to see Goose make it through a movie alive.
You know, one thing I didn't really see that they touched on was, like, it was her and her best friend Maria, and they were clearly in, like, the boys club or trying to fit in, you know, with being a pilot and all that. But they didn't really touch on, like, were they ever scared? Were they ever scared of being raped? Like, they didn't, like, touch on that at all. I mean, I know it's not like a, but I mean, for me, I, like, if I'm like, oh man, if I'm in her shoes, I would be scared to, like, be in the army and, like, be outnumbered 10-1. Or, you know what I mean? Like, they never touched on it because it's not, like, a main crucial point. But I just thought that was something interesting. Cause, they made it seem so easy for her to just be there.
It's funny that you brought that up, because, like, that's true. They didn't really show her struggle that much. It was just in a flashback.
Yeah.
Right.
When it was, like, you know, like, where they were telling her, like, you can't do it. Like, you're a girl.
Right.
Climbing the rope, you know?
It would have been cool to show that struggle that she overcame.
Right.
And, you know, they might have had something originally, too. I feel there's a lot of story to cram into this.
Yeah,
it was like 2 hours and 15 minutes long or something like that. So
was it that long?
Yeah, I think so.
It didn't feel that long.
I thought we got a lot of good good points out of it.
The flashbacks were helpful.
Oh, Cody.
Yes. It's okay. Very efficient.
So I think they did a good job. Like my favorite scene one of my favorite things of it was the camaraderie between Maria and her.
124 minutes, 2 hours, 4 minutes.
2 hours, 4 minutes. Was the friendship. And we were laughing because Ashley and I basically said, oh my God, it's us on screen.
Yeah.
Like, but flip, because obviously I'm the one with the kid. But like, that's what it felt like. And it felt really great to see a movie where there were two people supporting each other so much, like two women just supporting each other. And
she
even
didn't have family, but that was her chosen family. And that's right. Who she,
and came, even the daughter, like when the daughter was telling her mom and she was like, wait, why are you going to miss this chance to go into space right now?
Yeah.
I was like so moved by that whole scene that we got.
Yep.
So I'm glad we got a little bit of that heartfelt moment between like three women and, you know, women talking between each other and just having a conversation that was,
And it was a nice, real situation too, right? You know, they didn't fall into any of the classic pitfalls where like, okay, a child's holding her back. No, the child's not. She's actually saying like, hey, let's go. You know, go live your dream.
And that low blow of like, oh, I just want to set a good example. It's like,
But exactly.
I think it's funny because I took my daughter to see it with us. Like we went on International Women's Day the day it was released because feminism.
I knew it was close. I didn't realize it was on the same day.
It was the same day.
That's strategic.
So I took her to see it, and I'm watching them inspire the girl on the TV show, but also inspire on the TV show, on the movie, and then also inspire my daughter to do it. She walked out and went, I want my hair cut just like Captain Marvel. Like, I can do this just
Mohawk.
Like Captain Marvel.
That's not
what you meant?
I thought you meant the scene with the helmet. Damn. But like, it's, I think it took a long time to get this movie. It was what, 10 years of Marvel Universe being introduced before we finally get a movie of a woman, and I think it's a really good one to have as our first female superhero movie from Marvel.
Well, one thing I'll say too is, you know, talking about that, and Marvel has always been a more progressive comic company compared to like DC. DC came from, you know, the 40s and 50s, or the 30s actually with Superman. You know, so there's a lot of older thinking there, I think. And then Marvel, you know, they had like, they had the X-Men, which was like a multicultural, you know, multigendered team, you know. Full of outsiders and, you know, it's all about acceptance and stuff.
Luke Cage.
You had Luke Cage, you know. You had a lot of the Howling Commandos, too, were, you know, there's, you know, white and black Howling Commandos from Nick Fury's time and stuff. So they've always been a pretty good leader in that, you know, trying to be more diverse in that media. But they did take a long time in their movies. I think.
They did.
Yeah.
Now, they've had strong characters, like Black Widow, and she's, like, super overdue for a movie.
Yeah.
Like, who wouldn't go see a Scarlett Johansson Black Widow movie?
Yeah,
like,
you know, having an Asian woman leading role, you know?
Well, it would have made sense because she was introduced in...
They always give her Japanese characters.
They do. They really do.
Wait, have they always given her a Japanese, or was it just the one movie?
No, I don't know.
It was like two or three or something like that.
Okay, in Lost in Translation, she was not supposed to be Japanese. She was just living in Japan briefly.
We were introduced to her in... Was it Iron Man 3?
I think it was Iron Man 2.
Was it 2? Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when she knocked out... what's his name? His assistant. Was it Happy?
Jon Favreau.
My thing with that is that, like, I feel like with any other character in the universe, they would have immediately gotten their spinoff. Because that was introduction and then spinoff. That's what that's traditionally what it looks like Marvel has done. So you're right. Like, we are way overdue for a Black Widow movie.
Yeah. Which I think they finally announced that they're actually going to do one.
Oh, good.
Which is good.
Well, after this is successful, it makes sense. And I wonder if we'll ever get a Scarlet Witch one with or without... Quicksilver.
Yeah, I would say if they do a Scarlet Witch one, they should do Scarlet Witch and Vision, because they've always been kind of a package. But yeah, it's hard to do it without Quicksilver too, you know, and without Magneto for that matter.
Right. That's true.
Like they could definitely do Magneto, do a House of M like movie. That could be like the next Avengers. That's where she like freaks out and basically does the Thanos snap, but on all mutants.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Well, they can't reference the mutants as the trick. It's so interesting that they can't go around
that.
Or they have to go around
Fox them. Owns them,
Fox
right?
Owns
Fox
the
owns
mutants.
Didn't they buy Fox? Am I totally wrong?
No, they just bought Spider-Man off of Fox. Was it Sony?
No, Spider-Man's Sony. And Yeah,
just,
no.
It's fucking Disney. Just buy Fox and do it. Like, yeah.
just cancel Fox News.
Oh, my God. Yes, please.
Yeah, we bought Fox. So X-Men are in Avengers, and Fox News is not a thing.
That would be the most amazing thing in the world.
That would be the best.
Yeah, that would just be great. no, I think the funny thing is that isn't the contract, as long as Fox keeps making X-Men movies, they can't be bought out. Like, if they don't make an X-Men movie
every 2 years,
yeah, if
they don't make it for so long,
then they lose the rights to it. So that's why we keep getting crappy X-Men movies.
I'm like,
they don't want to make anything quality and figure out what it's like to do it. They just want to.
I'm like cautiously optimistic for Dark Phoenix, but I don't know. I just don't, because it's like,
it's hard for me not to see her as Sansa. It really,
I don't have that problem so much. I just have a hard time saying, like, okay, this is the X-Men that the Dark Phoenix happens to, because like Dark Phoenix happened after the X-Men was an established team. You had Cyclops and, you know, Wolverine and
also
and
in space,
all these people. There is a space scene in it.
Is it?
Yeah, they're up in space, and like Top gets ripped off of the Blackbird or something, and it, you know, that's how she gets the Phoenix Force. But like, you know, it was a kind of an end to the X-Men as we knew it. That was what that story was, and it's like, okay, this iteration of the X-Men is like, that happened in the last movie, and that's it. Like, well, like Cyclops had just gotten his glasses.
Yeah.
And that's like, and now you're like, oh.
Well, because the timeline's all fucked up. Is that? Yeah, that's why they're able to do whatever they want, basically.
Yeah, the
reboots.
Didn't
they do it in the third one?
Yeah, they totally did.
But that doesn't exist anymore.
They should have just left that after Logan. They should have just, like, dude, on a high note.
No, because they retooled it. Like, they did, was it, which one was the one? Apocalypse is where they fucked up the whole timeline.
Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past. They fucked up the whole timeline so they can redo everything, basically. Because they want to erase those initial ones.
Is that First Class was good. Like,
I
that was a really cool movie.
First Class, I love that one.
And what was the second one after that in that same universe? Was it? Days of Future Past. There was like two movies that I'm like, oh, these are really good, actually, and I really enjoyed it. And
it was obviously Wolverine.
Oh yeah,
was it Wolverine where
you know was
like
Days
a Mountain Man?
It was Days of Future Past.
that was the Japan one. Yeah.
Oh
no, not that.
No,
the one before that one.
The one before that
where
his brother comes
Ryan
to him.
Reynolds,
turns into Deadpool.
Deadpool. Yeah, but then somehow.
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
That one.
That one is not the one I was thinking of.
That one is like my guilty pleasure.
Well, you should have been.
Yeah.
You should have been thinking
you know what's
of
funny?
One.
Except for the Deadpool part, right?
Did you see Deadpool 2 where they redid that?
That was pretty funny.
Watch Deadpool 2.
Okay, it's on Netflix.
Yeah. I think.
Oh, I wonder if Netflix would have the extra stuff. Because it was like after. Those like
no.
The
ending credit?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
it has
it
in the credits.
They do?
Yeah.
They
won't have like deleted and extended scenes or anything. But yeah, watch Deadpool 2.
Okay.
That's
the only reason why I still buy Blu-rays and DVDs. I love the
I do the
scenes.
iTunes movies, man.
Yeah.
But they don't do the deleted scenes. And
yes,
I love.
Do.
They do?
Yeah. iTunes extras, bro. Hashtag not
a
sponsor.
Do they do the
extended cut, director's commentary. Anything that's on the Blu-rays on there.
You can buy different versions of it. So you just pay attention to which one you
want. Oh, I've never even seen it. Like, there's some movies that are just older movies that didn't have it.
Yeah.
Mm. And I just figured it was because it was old. But they even have, like, one of them was, like, you have to move up to a certain thing and click on it. It was, like, a weird Easter egg, you know?
Yeah. Oh.
And they had it on iTunes, no problem.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Yeah, so not a sponsor.
Buy your movies from iTunes, guys.
Don't do it. I mean, do it, but don't. But, yeah, you know, I think, you know, Dark Phoenix honestly is a pretty cool, strong, you know, female character, even though she's a bad guy, kind of.
That's exciting, too, is like seeing this. And I think one of the things I wanted to bring up about like women in comics in general is a lot of who they are was always based off of men. Like we've gotten I think the very first female superhero in a comic book was 1940 and it was Phantasma. If I'm correct.
I don't know.
Someone fact-checked me.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. And
predates Wonder Woman, so
I don't know if this is specifically for the Marvel Universe or if this is in general, but throughout history, we've seen a lot of these women in the comics have their characters based on it. Like, they're either good or evil. And that's a fact for most things. Like, I think it's very recently.
Phantasma. Mystery Woman of the Jungle.
Hey.
Is the first female superhero.
Nice.
February 1940.
So we see these women being forced to either be good and evil based off of the actions of men.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we're kind of starting to shift away from this type of thing now, hopefully. And I mean, with Captain Marvel, you don't really see that much. Like, you see a strong woman who, yes, like, even, I don't even think it was, what's his name, who made her think that she was wrong and was like he was guiding her and
Jude
everything.
Law.
Jude Law. What's
that's
the character's
his,
name?
That's
Yon.
His name.
Yeah. Yon. Yon Rung?
No, I don't know.
Jude Law?
Yeah.
That's why I thought for a while he could possibly be Mar-Vell. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I forget his name.
It's not like
he
Google
is a character, though.
Anything.
He's like a Kree general or something like that.
Like, that's the one that you see who's really kind of affecting it, but not much. She still kind of makes her own way through this.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of the guys were supporting characters, really, and that's a great feeling, mm-hmm. knowing that
even
that's
Nick Fury,
a woman's role.
Yeah, even Nick Fury, who is, you know, arguably one of the architects of the Marvel universe, so to speak, is a sidekick in this one.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which is kind of cool.
It's fantastic for us seeing that, because
we
are normally the secondary characters.
Right.
Yeah.
She's not motivated by getting revenge, like, because of Jude Law. You know, she's like, I don't have to prove anything to you. Like, I'm not going to fight you barehanded. I'm going to just use my powers because I'm stronger than you.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up, man. Shut up,
Jude Law. I'm not going to stoop to your level. I'm just going to be better than you.
Yeah.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, that was so good.
Yeah.
She just blasts him. I'm like, ugh. I actually cringed when he's like, come on, just, you know, just fight me. Just fist only. And I'm just like, oh, don't do that.
Yeah, like, I thought she was going to.
It's like, bro, she just took out, like, a big-ass
like
spaceship.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You really think, like, you got a chance?
He thought he was going to save it. Like, he literally turned it around and was like, I knew you could do it the whole time. Like, hey, this was a test, by the way.
I was
just
pushing you.
I wasn't really evil.
Yeah.
I was just trying to make you reach that level, dude.
Yeah. I'm glad. And it seems like, you know, this movie had very conscious decisions. Mm-hmm. Of, like, where they're going to go with it and what message they're going to say. And I really enjoyed that. So good.
I was curious, though, like, why Nick Fury had the pager during the first Avengers. There was, like, a legit alien invasion, and he didn't click it then? Like, why would he have clicked it then?
It's because he had the Avengers, bro. He didn't need it.
There was a part where they looked like they were losing, and they also disbanded.
You know, he probably did,
nah,
and she was like, look, you can't just call me every little mess that you have.
Yeah.
Right.
You just clean it up yourself.
I'm busy.
You got to wash your own dishes. Like,
T-T-Y-L.
Maybe he tried, and she was like one too many galaxies away.
Yeah,
exactly. You know?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Limited range.
To be honest, he could have done it, and then because at the end, you see the credit where she shows up, and I wonder if that's when, like, because it takes her a long time to get back. Maybe
true.
Maybe for the first time he clicked it took her that Avengers. Longer.
Yeah. Even light travel is not instant.
So I know Crystal and I wanted to bring up the Bechdel-Wallace test.
Oh, okay.
You guys know about that?
No. Yes.
No.
So
do you want to mansplain it to me?
Well, no, I'd actually like it explained to me, but I know the basis is, like, you know, it's a test where a movie or a story, if it passes, then it's truly a, like, female-led story where it doesn't depend on, like, when she talks to another female character, it doesn't have to be about a man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if it's, like...
Or if it's a woman introduced into a plot, but she's not just a secondary character.
Yeah.
Like, she's actually, like, crucial to the plot, and there's more than one woman in it, or...
And they, like, more than one woman talk to each other.
Right.
And there's conversation, I think, more than a few minutes about anything other than
a male
a love interest or men in general.
Right.
Did it pass?
The requirement that two women must be named is also part of the, like, requirement.
Oh, okay.
Rambo. Marie Rambo. I only remember it. You guys remembered it first. I remembered her last name, Rambo.
Yeah. So
her name was Rambo?
Her last name.
Last name was Rambo, yeah.
See a story with her.
Married to John Rambo.
Yeah. Right.
So Captain Marvel did pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. Because it was female led and, like,
mm-hmm.
she wasn't motivated by love or she didn't, when she talked to Maria, it wasn't about a man.
Right.
Or, like, a love interest or anything like that.
Right.
So.
About saving the goddamn world.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to read off the movies that didn't? We were actually surprised by the
ones.
Like, she was reading them off and I was like,
I don't have that up.
Okay.
Stall.
I feel like there's ones that we would think are positive. Like, I feel like, maybe Wonder Woman might have a couple.
It failed.
Yeah.
It did fail. Because of the
love interest?
And we were reading something that because of the love interest. They were talking about how, first of all, the author was very clear. She's like, I'm not going to compare these against each other. Yeah. Like, it is not fair. And another thing about that, too, like, Patty Jenkins mm-hmm. tweeted at Brie Larson and was like, congratulations. And stuff that. So it was great to see.
So
like,
did Gal Gadot, I think, too.
Yeah, and they're like these two, the studios are competing, but the actresses and the directors behind these two women-led movies are not. And it was great to see a lot of sisterhood.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think, you know, and they're on the same team, essentially.
Who would win in that?
All right, I've got a list.
Wow. But so Wonder Woman
Captain Marvel
did fail.
Just throw Wonder Woman
did
space.
Fail specifically because you see Wonder Woman choose her feelings for Steve over her growing up and her upbringing of being on a woman of an island of women and everything.
That makes
sense. That's the only reason that it did fail, I guess, because that ending part. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have a list. So all right. Lord of the Rings. So like Arwen, clearly she's just added
Galadriel.
But she's, but she's
Oh, you know this hot elf? Yeah, Aragorn tapped that.
Right, exactly. So Ratatouille didn't pass. Wow. Slumdog Millionaire.
Okay.
La La Land didn't pass. Yeah. Avatar. The Social Network. 21 Jump Street.
Oh, okay.
Avengers.
Oh, okay.
Avengers didn't.
Well, yeah. Yeah, because Scarlett Johansson is just a side character essentially in that movie. Is that why?
Yeah. I guess. And if you look at it, all of the characters have fallen in love with another one. Like Scarlett Johansson's character has Black Widow's fallen in love with
Bruce Banner
and then Scarlet Witch and Vision.
Right. And then
that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Also when, you know, there's no other women, she's only talking to men, so that would automatically make it fail.
So unless
like,
she's
what other women from Avengers? Maria Hill, is she in it?
She's in it,
but they don't talk to each other.
She's in it briefly.
And if they do, they're probably talking about Nick Fury. So.
Yeah.
I wonder if the last Avengers did, though, because the three women did talk to each other at some point.
That'd be interesting.
Because they do, and they're talking about, like, they help each other, and they're fighting. That's what they're talking about the whole time.
Nice. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Did Black Panther pass or fail?
I don't know. This list is a weird list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like Grand Budapest Hotel and, like,
Well, it's like 21 Jump Street. I'm like, I think it was safe to assume
that
21 Jump Street was going to.
But I think a shorter list would be the ones that passed, really.
I wonder if Star Wars would pass.
No.
No, Leia, I guess.
No, because, like,
they don't
who
talk
does
to
Leia ever talk to that's not
right.
Luke or Han or Darth Vader?
Yeah. Same thing with Padme.
Okay, so I have the list of Padme all the Marvel movies, pass or fail.
Okay.
So The Incredible Hulk, 2008, that one failed. Iron Man failed. Yeah. Iron Man 2 passed.
Oh,
really?
Thor passed. Captain America failed. The Avengers failed. Iron Man 3 passed. Thor the Dark World passed.
Nice.
Captain America Winter Soldier passed. Guardians of the Galaxy passed. Age of Ultron passed. Ant-Man failed. Captain America Civil War failed. Doctor Strange failed. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 passed.
Oh, okay.
Spider-Man Homecoming failed. Thor Ragnarok failed. Black Panther passed. Infinity War failed. And
really?
Then Ant-Man and the Wasp passed.
There was one that I was surprised, but I can't remember anymore because you went through all of them. You don't have to go through it
Which
again.
Which one? Civil War.
I think.
Ant-Man. I'm sad about the Captain America ones.
Civil War.
He's from a different time, Crystal.
Winter Soldier passed.
Oh,
that's
Winter
my
Soldier
favorite
did.
One of all the.
Winter that's because Sebastian Stan demanded it.
Yep.
I think.
You can look at the list if you want.
Yeah, there was one. I was like, what?
It's very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, and Wasp, I think, is another character that doesn't get enough credit in the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, she was a very early... She was a member of the original Avengers team before Captain America was even involved.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the comics, anyway. And she had, you know, superior intellect, and, you know, she was an outstanding character in her own right. So, like, she really doesn't get enough credit because people, like, always remember that, like, in the comic books... For a while, Hank Pym was like a domestic abuse machine.
I forgot about that.
Seamus was here, he would have gone off. But the infamous slap.
Yeah, the infamous slap. The slap heard around the world where he like backhands her. And then and that happened in the Ultimate Universe as well. And Captain America beat the shit out of him for it.
It was way worse than the Ultimate one. I did read that one.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really bad.
Yeah, Captain America like beat up Hank Pym as Giant Man.
I think that still would have failed, though, to be honest, because
why does she need a man to defend her? Yeah, it was actually kind of not a great light for her in that too, because she was like, "No, Steve, don't," and it was like, "Come on, no, Steve, do it," you know.
Yeah.
Like,
Well, so the one that Christian was surprised it passed was Thor: The Dark World.
Yeah, because
so let's break that down.
Well, because
because Natalie Portman,
right, is in love with
their love interest, but she talks mostly about like science, doesn't she? She doesn't really talk about Thor that much. Maybe that's why it passed.
Well, that's true.
And then Darcy is
oh, so that one
of the
passed.
Main characters, yeah. Okay. He's like in
that
it.
Is interesting.
I was gonna say, I'm like,
right.
It makes and sense to me though. Well, in the Thor, in Thor's universe, you have Lady Sif, who is a very strong character, mm-hmm. who you kind of think might have a thing for Thor, but it's never outright, you know, focused
on. Definitely does. I think it's more than out.
And then you have Thor's mom, Helga. What's her name?
I don't remember.
What's her name? Oh my god,
is it Helena or
no?
No, it's Freya.
Freya.
That sounds right.
That sounds
anyway, you have her,
right?
Who's also a strong character and like doesn't put up with any of Odin's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Natalie Portman, who is, you know, yes, she has a thing for Thor, but she's also a scientist and she's doing her own thing.
I'm like
and
running
she
into
has
the movie in my head right now.
And she has what's her name? Her her science sidekick,
right? Darcy.
Darcy, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're constantly talking about things other than Thor.
Well, right. I think that's what makes it the best, though, is that, like, yes, you can have this love story and you can have her be in love with her, but it's, like, you don't see her just stopping her whole life because he's gone. She's like, nah, I'm going to continue studying this shit.
Right. No, like I said, I was running into the movie in my head. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess so.
Right.
But, yeah, her and I think the part that qualifies is her and Darcy have a conversation about science in general that has nothing to do with,
and also,
with Thor.
And also,
or any
you know, Natalie Portman and Freya, the mother, they talk. I don't know if they might talk about Thor, but maybe there's parts of it that they don't.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
talk about whatever.
I think
you said
they do.
Ragnarok
yeah.
failed, right?
I think it. I just watched
well, yeah, because there's only what,
well,
one
the
woman.
There was Hela
yeah,
and
but
Valkyrie.
Tessa Thompson and Valkyrie.
But they don't
Valkyrie
meet
Valkyrie and
other.
Hela don't meet. They fight, but they don't really like.
So remember the qualification.
And I was like, there was no love interest.
You have the two named ones, but they have to have a conversation at least with each other.
They
like
talk to each other.
Instead, they're just always talking to males.
Yeah, they don't fight
or
each other.
About,
or
talking about like fighting or.
And
or
Lady Sif
or.
Wasn't even in that
she
one.
She wasn't even in that.
I hope the Valkyrie survived the snap.
I have a question. I just watched, super tangent.
No.
I just watched Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the ending credits were the big, you know, Thanos spaceship.
Yep.
And then we know what happens in Infinity War. But between that, where did Valkyrie go? Was she on the spaceship? Because they didn't show her body.
So
she definitely left with them.
Yeah. So one of the things that they said is that the
she's
people who
favorite.
Were left on
that.
The spaceship when Thanos actually went in and attacked were like, you know, the best fighters and warriors left of the Asgardian race. They had sent off, someone tweeted it, they had sent off all the civilians and stuff in other ships or escape pods or
but
something.
But she was
like
a fighter. She was a great fighter.
So maybe,
maybe
we just don't see
supervising them.
Yeah, yeah, she might have been, you know, charged
just
with, you
seems
know.
Unlike Marvel to leave that part out.
Yeah.
You know?
Unless it's intentionally for something later on that we'll see.
Maybe.
Yeah. And yeah, I think she could come back, and she was a great character, too.
I loved
too.
Her, and I
yeah,
want to
exactly.
follow her character. Yeah.
Oh, no, like. I was like, she was awesome, so I hope.
Yeah.
Well, I've always loved like Valkyries. I've always been obsessed with them, so I think I want to see more.
Yeah, and Tessa Thompson's just freaking awesome and everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I never know like what her accent is. Like, is she really Australian or is she American? I don't even know.
I can't tell.
You'll never know.
I'll never know. She's really good.
It's
in,
not like you
in,
can Google
in Westworld too.
Oh.
If she comes in Westworld.
Watch Westworld.
But yeah, you know, I think that's a cool thing to bring up is that some of these movies that you think might not pass do actually pass, but on the flip side, most movies that we watch
don't
all the time just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, I think it's cool that we're having more and more that will eventually, you know, I think
that's going to be on the back of my mind now. Every movie I watch, like, is it going to pass?
Yeah.
Ah, there it failed.
Yeah.
If you look up all the points, I mean, like, realistically, you think about it, some of those are you know, hard to do, especially, like, if you have a, say you have a movie like The Green Book, which won, what, Best Picture, right?
Mm.
There's one woman in that whole movie, so there's, automatically, it's not going to happen, you know? That's unfortunate.
So even, funny enough, even movies like
Pride and Prejudice.
Oceans, don't get me started on that.
Oceans 8?
Oceans 8 and Ghostbusters, the retool and everything, I don't think those would pass either. And that was the conversation we were having, Ashley and I were having in the car, too, about how, like, is that really good for us? Because the reboots don't do well, and is it because everyone's mad about the gender swap, or is it because why don't women have their own storyline? Why does it have to be, oh, this was originally for a man, but you know what? We're going to fix everything by making
just it. Just throw some boobs on it.
Just make it women instead, and we'll just redo the same story, but make it women instead. And it's like, that doesn't work for us.
Is
like,
that representation? Yeah.
Captain Marvel's not a redo of Captain America. She's her own superhero her own who has her own storyline that is not affected by any of that.
That she took from a man.
she took her powers from the
She
man
took her
powers.
Although
they did change that. I did like that they changed that. She doesn't necessarily, first of all, she doesn't take it from Mar-Vell at all. She takes
it from Mar-Vell actually didn't have any powers in this one, which is cool. And I think that honestly works better. And, you know, I understand people who are upset when like, you know, certain like comic book figures are twisted into something different, right? Mm. I understand where people get a little like cringy about it, right? And I was the same way. Like when Miles Morales first came out, I was like, wait, they're just making Spider-Man, you know, this, you know, he was a black Latino kid. Mm. And I'm like, why are they doing that? Why don't they just make him a new character?
Yeah.
Because it's like, my whole thing is...
But when you get into the actual story, he technically is.
Yeah, and I kind of get it. You know, like, once I researched it more and once I saw it, like, Into the Spider-Verse, I think, does a great job of explaining it.
Fucking fantastic.
I think, you know, my initial problem where I was first a little taken aback from it was because they called him Spider-Man. And it's like, why can't they just have a cool name for him that comes up? Like, I don't know, not that this would work, but like Spider Lad or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's
Spider
own storyland. Yeah.
To me, Spider Man is always Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And that's like his, when you say Spider Man, you connect with his story. And that's kind of an interesting sound. but when you have, you know, a new character introduced, like, why can't they have their own story and their own thing? And I understand that brand awareness is kind of plays into it too. If you're selling a new, you want people to learn about this character, you release it under Spider-Man, and now, you know, you've got people recognize, oh, I know Spider-Man. Oh, this is new. And, you know, figuring it out. So,
well, they do that with Captain Marvel, because they turned her into Miss Marvel, and the new Miss Marvel is a Muslim girl.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Kamala Khan or whatever.
Yeah, Kamala Khan, which I, like.
Cool name.
Like, I am all for, like, it's. Inclusion is important. Like, representation matters.
Yeah.
You know, a little girl seeing someone on the screen that she can identify with is so important, especially right now. And we're starting to get that with, like, Black Panther. We can, you know, we have people, like, getting representation.
Black Panther,
for
I think, does a really great job, too.
Yeah.
Not only in the movie, which had its own set, like, it had maybe four very strong female characters in it, right?
Yep.
But also in his storylines through the comics, like, eventually Storm from the X-Men becomes Black Panther.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, you know? And cool. It's like, she's another really strong character. And I think that that's kind of ingrained in that storyline from the beginning, which is really cool.
And that's one of those where they don't retool it to be, oh, this was originally a white character, let's make him a black character. It's giving this character their own
Hi guys,
storyline,
I'm Black Panther.
Their own timeline. I'd actually like to see because now we've gotten a few, or more than two now, very strong women of color as characters, and most of them have been not necessarily side characters, but like sidekick type of ones. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to see.
Well, Okoye, she's the general.
Yeah.
You know? She is, she's still technically second. It's Black Panther, the movie, you know? So that's where I'm like, okay, I'd like to see something
like
where we have her.
I've heard Netflix. I felt like I heard Netflix was going to do one with her.
Really? I'd like to see that. I'd like to see Maria's storyline too as we continue. And so I want to see these come out, and I want to see like, those type of things. Like, I like Kamala Khan is a great character, but at the same time, like, do they need to retool Miss Marvel, or could she just have her own?
And that's another thing too, about her specifically, and, you know, other characters like that, where they're calling her Miss Marvel, but she has none of the powers that Miss Marvel had.
I read the first volume
and she's like stretchy.
Yeah, she's like stretchy, and she like grow and stuff. You know, she has like. You know, she can make her hand really big, kind of like Mr. Fantastic almost.
Yeah.
So, like, I can understand if she, like, that wouldn't make any sense. If she, like, joined the Fantastic Four. But, like,
it's like they don't need two stretchy people.
Yeah. Well, there's already a Miss Fantastic or Mrs. Fantastic.
Is she in New York or?
I think so.
Daredevil.
I think she was in Brooklyn or something like that. Yeah. And, you know, I just, that's one of those things where I, like, why couldn't they come up with a cool another character? Totally. But
and I mean, they could have even, it doesn't even have to be like to keep the branding. They could have done something similar where she's so inspired by Miss Marvel that she like, you know, she does something similar and takes a name that's similar to hers.
I really like Spider-Gwen. Spider-Gwen is one of my favorites. Yeah. And that's like, it's original. Like Gwen Stacy was never really Spider-Man before. Mm-hmm. And it's her own, she's her own character.
Right.
And it's not, you're not turning her into Spider-Woman, Spider-Girl, Miss Spider.
The girl part always gets me.
Like Supergirl, Batgirl.
Spider-Woman's sick though. She's awesome. But even that one had some controversy about it when they had like some like erotic artist guy draw a cover of the magazine.
Oh really?
I think I heard about that.
Yeah, it was one where she had like the Nicki Minaj butt on the front.
Well, that's not surprising. Let's not even, we're not even going to touch on the way that they draw women in the comics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unrealistic
true.
Proportions.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, because that's exactly what I'd be fighting in.
Like the armor. It's always like armor bra.
Yeah. Yeah. Like armor bra. Let's
armor stilettos.
Yeah.
Well, the worst guy for that was, what was his name? There was like one artist who always was known.
Is it really just one?
Well, no, there's one like if
so
I could,
all of history.
Yeah, I forget what his name.
Together?
Yeah, he actually died not too long ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, you know, but
is he here?
That had nothing
no?
to
well,
do with
him.
It. But he was known for drawing women just like. Just super out of proportion, and just like everything was like bikini, ripped, and you're like, oh god!
Again, was tiny it just one?
Yeah,
I feel like it's all of them.
Tiny waist, tiny feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I've seen a couple artists like where they put women's armor on guys, and it's fucking hilarious.
I've seen that too. Those are fucking, so funny.
Those are awesome.
It makes no tactical sense.
Yeah, or they'll have like Captain America and like you know showing
Michael
the butt
Turner.
Pose and stuff. Like.
Michael Turner is the one I was thinking of. Yeah, he was a great artist, but. Not very realistic.
Hmm. And I mean, to be fair, none of them were. Like, that's the whole point of, like, from the beginning of when they introduced the first female superhero in 1940, like,
there's
in,
a good example
on,
of it.
Yeah, like,
she's wearing water.
Yeah, we've been told that these are the only women we're allowed to be in the comics, like, situation. And, you know, even now, there's still, like,
cool
an
Wolverine
issue with
though.
That. Like, we've still all got, like,
right.
If you look at the Marvel Universe, I think it's come along and it's great that we have this Captain Marvel coming out, but like look at the women who are in the Avengers right now. We have all very thin white women who are very fit and have these powers. And
where's
everything.
A body positive She-Hulk
where's
at?
Where is a body positive?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Let's get them thick thighs in there because,
thick
you
thighs
know,
save lives.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
hashtag.
I want one. What's the name of the woman in James Bond where she like can literally crush men to death with her thighs? Let's get a
that was like
can do that.
I don't remember what her name was in the show, but it was like
it was Golden
Elizabeth.
Eye. All I remember
Elizabeth. What was her name? The chick from
Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah, Elizabeth Hurley.
It was hers. I know it was. I always forget. It's like it's another one of those sexual innuendo names. Of course, I always think of. I'm not gonna say it. Never mind.
Thick thighs take lives.
No, now say it. What were you gonna say?
I know.
Isn't it in when they're making fun of it in Austin Powers and they're like, "My name is Alata Vagina."
A lot of vagina.
I always think of that.
Yeah, there's octopussy. I mean, like, come on. Or the best one was the chick who was Christmas, her Dr. Christmas. He's like, looks like this year Christmas comes early.
So stupid.
Her name is Xenia Onatopp.
Onatopp.
Yeah. Onatopp?
Xenia Onatopp.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's awesome.
That is her name. I'm showing them the phone
that was,
right now.
That was the best.
That's the name. And she has to be one of my favorite characters just because she can literally kill a dude with her thighs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you take a class to learn that or something?
You got
to
start with watermelons.
Yeah, spin class.
Like woman self-defense. Yeah.
What's the line he says? That was such a... quite a squeeze or
something
like that.
Like
so bad.
God, James Bond.
I love it.
I know. It's so funny. Taken out of context, it's terrible.
Oh,
but
yeah.
In the movie, it just works for some reason. I don't know how we got to
now
James Bond.
James
Bond is one of those things I don't think will ever be female positive.
That makes me
which
so
sucks,
sad.
You know,
right.
I think.
Because Doctor Who went there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they always had.
Lady Doctor.
And I think one thing that James Bond, like, that's kind of built into his character, but I will say that the Daniel Craig versions have been, they haven't been quite as in your face about it. Like, Pierce Brosnan, I mean, he was obviously
that was
a womanizer.
Also the 90s, so.
Yeah, it was a wild time. But I think the Daniel Craig ones are more, he's more business and like there's less, you know, flirting with Moneypenny and stuff like that. And it's not as workplace inappropriate, let's just say.
I want to say, though.
And M is a very powerful character, too, which is nice. Yeah.
I'd like to see Idris Elba.
Sure.
Bond.
We've all been asking for it.
And
yeah.
Is there a voting place we can go to to make this? Like, I will put money in for that to happen. Petition.
He just got attached to something new, which I thought was
one of the spinoffs of Fast and the Furious. Like,
yeah, that. Oh, well, that's already awesome. But I think, but he's going to be.
He's one of those actors that's so amazing. That it's like, why hasn't he caught that big movie? Like that big lead, or like. Feel like he's so underutilized.
He
like,
is.
Like that he hasn't gotten that big movie yet.
Maybe he wants to be like that.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what he likes doing.
That's what broke my heart about
the
Dark Tower. It's like, dude, that was where he was leading, and it's like, oh, you guys.
We'll just let's just get him as James Bond, and problem solved.
Oh,
he wants to do it. He tweeted about it.
So he took over Suicide Squad. He's going to be Deadshot in the next Suicide Squad because Will Smith dropped out.
Oh, is he busy?
Well, Will Smith
Aladdin?
Doesn't do sequels unless it's. Unless what's the ones
all
that,
that
he
blue
did,
makeup
unless it's
took
Men
a long time to get off.
Yeah.
He doesn't do sequels unless it's Men in Black.
Oh, he's also going
to
play Quasimodo in unnamed Hunchback of Notre Dame.
He will never do sequels, but he's done what, 3 of Men in Black now.
Oh, I thought you were joking.
No,
you're
I'm not joking.
No,
that's
yeah,
why
he doesn't.
We're not going to get another I Am Legend. We're not going to get.
Well,
any
there's
of
other
that.
Reasons why we're not getting I Am Legend.
I liked that movie except for the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, Samantha.
So sad.
Every time. That's also why I refuse to watch Game of Thrones. Why because they kill all the animals?
I'm so sorry. I'm still stuck on the Will Smith thing. Like, why the fuck would you say you're not going to do sequels, but then do a shit ton of Men in Black? Just don't say that shit.
He's also done Bad Boys 2 and apparently Bad Boys 3.
There you go. So why say something stupid like that? I don't understand.
Because he's Will Smith.
Yeah. Because it's hard to rap about the same thing twice.
Without cussing.
Yeah. I hope Idris Elba raps in the new Suicide Squad. Actually, I don't. That would be terrible.
Oh, he'd be so
he's
awesome.
Also, Idris Elba's also, I mean, he's been in big movies. He's in.
But he's never the main character.
That's true. Mm. Yeah. I mean, he was. What Pacific Rim was close.
Was it?
The Wire was awesome.
The Wire
was
fucking awesome.
The main character in Pacific Rim.
The robots.
I never saw it. Yeah. I just think, I know it's about robots.
No, Charlie Hunnam was the main character from.
I ain't mad about that.
Yeah. You know, you get to see him shirts off like multiple times.
Why haven't I watched this movie?
You should watch Pacific Rim.
Can you wrap the podcast up so we can watch it?
Gotta date go with a robot.
That sequel disappointed me.
Yeah, that was terrible. But well, what are you going to do? Well, I think, you know, what we can say is that, you know, at least we're heading in the right direction, right? There's some cool stuff coming out. Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping that, you know, first of all, all these Disney remakes that are coming out aren't going to throw a monkey wrench into that, you know, that trend.
Well, I don't know, though, because I was thinking about one of the remakes that they did is Maleficent. And I thought that was a really good movie, other than the fact that, of course, that she was raped and like that was what caused her whole character. And you're like,
I don't remember that.
when he takes her wings, it's essentially a rape.
Oh, I get it.
And so like that's what causes her. And so that's
like,
one of those
damn,
things.
Damn, Disney,
that it's like,
that's not that pulling
just
any punches.
The movie for me. Holy shit!
I didn't see that
that's
cut
what
of
it. Is, because it's equivalent for
yeah,
her,
I get
right?
it. Yeah.
And so that's the only thing I have an issue with that movie is I'm being really loud. I know.
No, I was just getting a little loud. I was getting a little peaky.
You know when you first said that, I was like, shit, did I miss that part? Like,
no, I get it.
And that's what it is. And that's the main issue with women characters is a lot of their strength is drawn off of like, oh, she was raped. And I think in Captain Marvel, there was a whole one where like she was brainwashed and raped by Marcus and everything and forced to have his child and everything. And like everyone was so mad about that because it's like, why?
Yeah.
But in Maleficent, you also see this villain, this who has traditionally been portrayed as a villain, be a really well-rounded character. And you find a lot about her that caused her to be like that, and you have that empathy. And so I think that was a really good reboot, and I think that's a lot of what we're starting to see is we're no longer seeing, like, the traditional Disney movies where it's like, Maleficent's this evil character.
Yeah, no, you she's see, actually, there's a reason behind it.
And you have pity for her.
And I think Wicked was actually the first step in the right direction for that.
That musical.
Isn't that good?
I love that musical. good way to bring it back into that.
But yeah, hopefully, you know, we see that trend continue, and, you know, there's some exciting movies. I haven't seen it yet, but Alita Battle Angel looks really good.
I saw it. It was
It was okay.
The fight scenes are cool.
That's all I want.
I think one of the main things that came out of releasing this Captain Marvel is now the studios are going to see, holy shit, that did so well on opening weekend.
Not only that, but Wonder Woman did really well too.
And they really don't have an excuse not to. There's they can't sit there and say, it. Oh, it doesn't sell as well when it's both of these movies have done fantastic.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
If they're only making movies for 50% of the population for just men, like they're not going to make more money unless they start appealing to women too.
Yeah, you have to hit them in the pocketbooks, you know, that's where it counts and where they'll actually make decisions based on.
I was going to say appealing to women other than using like the magic mic.
Shirtless men. Well, they shouldn't stop making those.
Yeah. Well, that's why.
Don't ever stop having Channing Tatum dance shirtless.
Well, it's not the guys asking for Thor to have an 8-pack, you know? Like,
fine. Is it really, though? You know, you guys look up to
that. He wouldn't be very convincing with a beer belly either. So yeah. Gotta keep him fit.
You can cover it up with armor is all
can
I'm
you
saying.
Just imagine he's like just this.
Let the Chris's eat. That's all I'm saying.
He's this badass fighting dude, and then he just like takes off his armor. He's like, I just imagine him undoing it and then just there. Really
bad. Well, Into the Spider-Verse did that really well. I thought that was really funny.
Why don't you bring me a beer?
Exactly. Right. It's an empty carb store. Are you sure? All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming back on the show. I mean, obviously, we didn't want to do a show about gender in comics and just have two dudes talk about it because, you know.
You'd have no one to mansplain to.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We need an audience. And then hopefully this podcast passes the Bechdel scale because that'd be unfortunate if it didn't. I think it probably did.
I think it did.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we were talking about a woman for a while, so Ashley and I spoke to each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully y'all know our names. Yeah. Not just girl one and girl two on here.
Yeah.
All right, guest.
Friend.
Yeah.
Woman.
But yeah, thank you guys. Tell us how do we listen to your podcast and got anything fun coming up? What's the next episode going to be about? A sneak peek?
We picked our next book. Did we?
I think it's Men Explain Things to Me.
Yeah.
By Cody.
Written by Cody. It's just me on the cover, like shouting at the lady.
You got to do the Captain Morgan leg thing.
Yeah.
You got the one.
With a PowerPoint behind
you. And then the back of it is all of them clapping at you and worshiping you because you explained it so well.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where you open the book up all the way and the jacket has. Guys, we got a book idea. I'm going to take full credit for that one.
That's funny. I forgot we picked that one.
Yeah.
How unintentional.
I wrote it, though.
Rebecca Solnit.
Wait, that's a real book?
Yeah. It's a real book.
Oh my
no,
God.
I wasn't kidding. Yeah,
yeah no, it's literally called Men Explain Things to Me, and that is the book that we chose.
I
just
thought, like,
that
a clever joke
no!
at the end.
Yeah.
It's a real book.
Yeah, well, I'll have to check that out. And you guys are on all sorts of stuff now, too. Like, it's hard to keep up, but you're on Spotify
We're
now.
On Spotify. We're on Stitcher. Nice. You can get us on podcasts. You can actually stream us from our own blog and everything, too. We're everywhere, but we haven't posted in a while. So we have one from a few weeks ago. We'll be putting out another episode. Mm-hmm. You can find us everywhere. Instagram is at 3for T Podcast. Twitter is at 3, the number 4, and then T.
34T.
34T. That should be our new name, huh? 34T. Yeah, 3,
then
the number 4,
T. We can have
T.
As many members as we want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
34 members. That'd be a lot. That'd be a lot of talking.
We're recruiting guys.
Yeah,
so
yeah
exactly.
Well, I'm always down. If we got more horchata tea, I'm down.
We have more tea than any. Like, yeah. You were like, you texted me to bring over the tea, and I was literally like, open the cabinet, and it all falls out.
Yeah.
Like, which one of these 50 should I bring to Cody today?
Yeah, I don't drink as much as I used to just because I drive around for a living now. Yeah. Like, I go to people's houses all the time, and if I constantly drink tea, I'm just going to constantly be peeing.
Just right when you walk in. Can I use the bathroom? Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Just bottles in the car.
Just bottles in the car,
wow.
Yeah. Trucker bombs.
Yep.
throw them out. But thank you guys for coming on. I appreciate it. It's weird doing a Sunday afternoon podcast, but I like it.
Yeah,
I'm awake. I'm more awake than normal. I'm not as tired.
You normally do the night ones, right?
Yeah, I do the night ones after work, and then I'm just like, ugh.
We do ours morning.
Hey, Christian.
Yeah. I'm always trying to give him an energy drink. I'm like,
yeah, and I can't do it too late at night.
Usually I'll have it. I'm like, Cody.
Because you're not 21 anymore.
Yeah, fuck. You don't have to tell me. But thank you guys, and thank you, Christian, for giving me the other helping me be the other half of my male perspective. I like that.
he's the male of color.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We have one of each.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
We're so diverse.
We try.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try our best. But you can catch us on Spotify now, which is kind of a fun thing too, mm-hmm. and podcasts, and of course at nerdswithfriendspodcast.com. And on Facebook too. So let us know if there's something you guys want us to talk about. We always appreciate new ideas and new topics because sometimes there's not movies coming out that we have to talk about. So
there's always movies coming out. There's always shows.
Yeah, exactly. But thank you guys. And to all the nerds out there, remember, you're not alone. You're with friends. This is Nerds with Friends. Thank you and good night. Have several of those like vacuum bottles, you know, that keep stuff hot and cold forever. Mm-hmm. And when you put, there you go. Mm-hmm. So like when you put something hot in there, it's straight up hot for way too long.
Right. Yeah, you're like, oh, it's probably cool by now. You take a sip and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
So when you go to bed, pour it
and
in
there.
In the morning,
you wake up, you have perfect temperature coffee.
Well, it's supposed to be 24 hours, so you have to.
No, it's 12 hours for hot, 24 for.
Oh, really?
And then what you do is you get your George Foreman grill, lay some
bacon on
it,
grill your foot.
And then wake up,
just don't iron your foot.
Fresh crackling bacon, yeah. And hot coffee.
All these tasty bits that we didn't record.
Oh, that was on there. I started.